All right, sun's coming up. A beautiful Friday morning. This past Tuesday was primary election day in Michigan, and in Michigan's 10th congressional district race, Lisa McClain, the clear winner in the Republican race, and she's on the line with us right now. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you? You rested up from a long campaign and a long election night?
I am. I'm pretty rested right now. So I feel good. Tuesday was definitely a long night.
It was indeed, as the votes were coming in, went in your favor. Why do you think that is? Why did voters in the 10th district vote for Lisa McClain?
You know, I think three things. I think I had a good strategy. I think I had a great team. You know, you don't get this far without a good team. So I surrounded myself, I think, with good people and a lot of hard work.
And so now you basically pick back up and go right back out of the campaign trail, so to speak. We talked a little bit about this a couple of weeks ago, Lisa. It's an unusual year to be running a campaign, and obviously this is the first time for you. You haven't done this really before, have you?
No, this was my first experience at it, right? So I think I got a good lesson. I got a good indoctrination, and I'm ready to get back at it and hopefully win November.
What's the message that you want to send to voters over these next couple of months?
Well, I think the big message is, if you look at the amount of people that got involved and got out to vote, record turnouts, over 120,000 Republican primary voters. That was pretty good. I mean, that was a good turnout. And I think the people are getting more involved and are speaking out. So the number one message I think we need to get out is, let's get involved and let's turn out to vote, because your vote, what I'm learning and it is, your vote really does make a difference. So as I'm out on the campaign trail, I was surprised and shocked and inspired, really, just to see how many people are involved. And I think we need to keep that momentum going.
And a lot of women involved, too. How important are women going to be in electing Donald Trump?
You know, I think everyone's going to be important, but I do think it is the more women are getting involved, more women are having their voices heard. And I think... Again, I think the more people you get out, the better. But I think the woman vote is going to be key to his success in November. I do.
You mentioned every vote counting. A lot of people are going to be voting absentee, as they did on Tuesday, or in Tuesday's election. Do you have any concerns about absentee ballot voting here in Michigan?
You know, I have a lot of concerns about the absentee ballots in Michigan, and I think it starts with making sure, if the people are going to vote, which I really, other than extreme circumstances, I don't know why we have to have the absentee ballots. There's just too much room for error, and our system isn't efficient or effective. And I think we learned that this voting cycle, with, you know, people getting 2 and 3 and 4 different ballots at their home. So I have.
Well, now wait a second. Those are applications for ballots, not ballots.
Right.
I don't know of anybody that got more than one ballot.
We got to get that corrected before we do the absentee ballot program. So I have a lot of concerns on the absentee ballot program. And I think whenever possible, we need to vote in person. So, I think it's I think it's going to be an issue, and I think it's not going away. But whenever possible, I would just encourage everyone to vote in person.
Regardless of what happens with coronavirus nationally in the new year, come 2021, whoever's in Congress is going to have their plate full dealing with the aftermath of the economic crisis that we've been in this year. How do we get out of this mess?
I think how we get out of this mess is, one, we got to get people back to work, but two, we got to take a long, hard look at our deficit and the difference between needs and wants and what we, and I think appropriations is going to be extremely important. I also think we need to take a look at, maybe it's time to get some funding back from people who may have put us into this mess. And I think we have, in Congress, we really have to take a long, hard look at that budget, because that is what's going to be the future for our kids. And we got to get a handle on it. Not going to be easy. I don't have the magic bullet. But that's one of the things that I think we really need to take a look at as a country and as a Congress, is where do we go forward from here, and how do we get back? How do we right size our deficit? You know, we have to make some tough decisions on what we're going to do on that, because it cannot continue on the path we're on, or we're in big trouble as a country, as a nation, and especially for our kids.
Are you ready to make tough decisions?
Yeah, I'm ready to make tough decisions. I think tough decisions need to be made. And that's, unfortunately, that's the only way we're going to get out of this, is by making tough decisions. And I think that's what the people elected us for, is to make those tough decisions.
November 3rd will be here quickly. You got a lot of campaigning to do. You ready for it?
I know. I am. Believe it or not, it was fun. It was exciting. It was inspiring. It was tiring. But I'm rejuvenated. I'm energized. There was a lot of positive things, and I met a lot of good people on the way, and I'm ready. Yeah, I'm ready, and I'm ready to get back at it, and not only help myself get elected in November, but the other Republican candidates as well.
We will talk again on the way to Election Day. Lisa, I appreciate you being with us early this morning.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.